Last week, I was on vacation with my family, hiking up in Banff and Jasper. It was awesome. Every hike was memorable and different. Iceline, Harvey Pass, Bow Lake, Plain of Six Glaciers to the Abbott Overlook, Saddleback up Fairview Mountain. They're all hikes that I'll remember for years. Seeing glaciers, even in full retreat, maybe especially in full retreat, is sad and wondrous and special. And trails like Iceline are more than worth the long slog up and down. Over the course of a week, and even with a day of whitewater rafting, I averaged more than 17 kilometers a day hiking. And of course, at the end of every hike, and usually on any summit, came the inevitable Apple health check. How many miles? How many steps? How many floors? As an analytics devotee, I measure a lot of stuff. I have a giant multi-year spreadsheet that tracks my exercise history. I've got no problem with that. Not only does the measurement provide discipline, it drives continuous improvement. But there's some things I wish I didn't measure, and how long a hike is or how many floors it had is one of those things. Bow Falls isn't less special because it only takes 3 miles and a few hundred feet of elevation to get there. And sure, part of what makes Fairview Mountain great is how friggin' hard the scree-filled climb is. But I don't need the 65 floors of elevation to tell me what my knees are eloquently proclaiming. Choosing hikes based solely on their difficulty is a mug's game, and I have a treadmill for that. Measurement isn't useful for everything, and in some cases, it's as likely to kill improvement as create it. And that doesn't just apply to vacations. Companies need to be thoughtful about what parts of their business demand measurement and which ones perhaps don't. Measurement brings discipline and continuous improvement. Usually, that's good. But don't let anyone tell you there's not a cost in creativity and joy. And sometimes, even in business, that's a bill not worth paying.